Psalm 48. Hear this, all you peoples. Hearken, all you who dwell in the world of lowly birth or high degree, rich and poor alike. My mouth shall speak wisdom. Prudence shall be the utterance of my heart. My ear is intent upon a proverb. I will set forth my riddle to the music of the harp. Why should I fear in evil days when my wicked ensnarers ring me round? They trust in their wealth. The abundance of their riches is their boast. Yet in no way can a man redeem himself or pay his own ransom to God. Too high is the price to redeem one's life. He would never have enough to remain alive always and not see destruction. For he can see that wise men die, and likewise the senseless and the stupid pass away, leaving to others their wealth. Tombs are their homes forever, their dwellings through all generations, though they have called lands by their names. Thus man, for all his splendor, does not abide. He resembles the beasts that perish. This is the way of those whose trust is folly, the end of those contented with their lot. Like sheep, they are herded into the netherworld. Death is their shepherd, and the upright rule over them. Quickly their form is consumed. The netherworld is their palace. But God will redeem me from the power of the netherworld by receiving me. Fear not when a man grows rich, when the wealth of his house becomes great. For when he dies, he shall take none of it. His wealth shall not follow him down. Though in his lifetime he counted himself blessed, they will praise you for doing well for yourself. He shall join the circle of his forebears, who shall never more see light. Man, for all his splendor, if he have not prudence, resembles the beasts that perish.